Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue this look at a powerful wisdom, we're looking at a wisdom that goes beyond the wisdom of this world, beyond a wisdom of this age, beyond the wisdom that the rulers of this age tend to live with. And today we're looking specifically at a wisdom of understanding and to pursue and to grow in this wisdom that God desires for us to have requires an understanding that is different than the understanding that the world has. And Paul wrote about that. We've been in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 this week. And in chapter 2, verse 9, or verse 8, he says, "None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Yesterday we talked about a wisdom of glory. We talked about this wisdom that God said was secret, that had been hidden in order that we may receive glory at the time it's revealed. The glory that comes through our relationship with Christ, His glory reflected in us. And he says, none of the rulers of this age understood it. Because if they had, they would not have crucified Christ. They would not have crucified that glory. And I wonder, we look at that and we hear that, and I says, how could they miss it? And then I look at my own life and the things that I have a tendency to miss. Some I'm confident I'm not even aware of yet. But things that have been taught to me more accurately, as we read in Scripture of Priscilla and Aquila doing their teaching. Things that God opened my eyes about as I would read Scripture. Things that I had just kind of not paid a lot of attention to. And then you add on the elements of the way we've been taught. The way the world has influenced our thoughts and our decisions. And when we start considering our own life, we ought to turn our eyes away from those rulers of this age that did not understand and consider where we are at. Is it our desire to grow in understanding? An understanding that's different than that of the world. As I read that, I couldn't help but think of the world we live in today. And that opening line, that none of the rulers of this age understood it. And that's a pretty big statement. And we know that generalization sometimes are tough. But in the days of Jesus, the rulers of this age were even considering the physical rulers, and I believe that that's the direction that Paul's writing about, the governmental leaders, the political leaders, the religious leaders, the rulers of that time. We know that there's times that Satan is referred to as the ruler of this age, this earth. But in context, it really appears he's talking about those. And it was a fairly limited number. And you move to today, and the rulers of this age are many. But the ones that appear to have the most power also appear to have the least understanding of this wisdom of glory, this wisdom of Christ, or at least have the limited willingness of an application. But the good news is we're not dependent on the rulers of this age for the wisdom that we need to live by. We're not dependent on the rulers of this age for the wisdom that we ought to have. Talked about this as we've gone along, that the wisdom that we need, the wisdom that is most beneficial, is that wisdom that we seek and that we ask for from God. The wisdom that he gives generously. And in order for us to grow in a wisdom of understanding, we have to look at a different source. We have to look beyond the wisdom of this world. There's much we can learn from the institutions of this world. But there's also much that we will never learn from those institutions. And when we realize that and we accept that, then we begin to add to our wisdom an understanding that only can come through God's Spirit living within us. An understanding of the things of God, an understanding of the things of an eternal nature. We see quite readily what happens when we live completely without this wisdom of understanding of the things of God. Life becomes chaotic. The world becomes chaotic. And it's this wisdom of understanding that helps us to live at peace with God even when the world itself is at war. This wisdom of understanding helps us to pursue the things of God even when the world around us is pursuing the things of self. This wisdom of understanding helps us to share generously even when the world around us is collecting it to itself greedily. You see, this wisdom of understanding is a very unique way of life. And it stands in direct contrast to the ways of the world. God says is that if we desire to know this secret wisdom, this wisdom which had been hidden, then we need to turn to Christ. We need to listen to His Word. We need to allow His Spirit to not only fill us, but to guide us. And this wisdom of understanding produces within us a change, a transformation, a new creation. The ability to be God's person. A person of understanding that reflects Jesus in everything that we do. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God of wisdom. And You are a God that loves us so much that You give. And You give wisdom generously. Whether we deserve it or not, if we ask, because of Your love and because of Your knowledge and awareness of how much Your wisdom can transform us, You give. God, we are thankful that You are a generous and loving God. God, today I pray that every one of us, that myself and every person hearing these words would desire this wisdom of understanding that far exceeds the understanding of the rulers of this age. Father, that our life would be different because we understand more fully the glory revealed in Christ, a glory that's been revealed in us because of Him. And God, as we live, may we take the wisdom that You pour out generously and may we apply it in our own life. And may it give us that understanding that we need so that we can be the representatives of Jesus that You've called us to be. That we can be content, we can be generous. We can be loving. Father, in the midst of a chaotic world, where everything around us is making us homesick for heaven, for living with You, we have the opportunity to live with You now. As Your Spirit dwells within us, and in the midst of the chaos, Your presence within us creates an incredible light that the world needs to see, that our neighbors need to see, that our community needs to see. And Father, when we consider the lack of understanding of the rulers of the age that crucified Christ, may we hear that in a way that leads us not to condemning them, but leads us to examining ourselves. And may that examination of self help us to discover the things that we've accepted as wisdom that are not. And may it help us discover the things that truly are wisdom, the things that come from You. Father, today I pray that the rulers of this age would turn to You and seek wisdom. The rulers in Ukraine, the rulers in Russia, the rulers here in the U.S. and in Europe and all over the world. Those that are involved in the war in Ukraine, those that are watching and calculating their best move, all being done with the wisdom of this world, of this age that is creating chaos. I pray that You would raise up leaders that would stop. Leaders that would seek out a wisdom that's different. a wisdom of understanding that comes from you, a wisdom that recognizes your glory that can be reflected in each one of us, but a wisdom that understands the times in which we live. Father, today, as I pray for the leaders of this world, I pray for each one of us as individuals living in this world. Regardless of what those leaders choose to do, regardless of their levels of understanding, and if they stay with the understanding of this age, may we continue to hold fast to an understanding of the wisdom that reflects Jesus. And may we live in a way that that wisdom is evident by the fruit that we produce, or more accurately, by the fruit that your Spirit produces within us. Father, may the evidence of this wisdom of understanding help people around us to see Jesus. May we lift Him up in everything that we do, in everything that we say, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.